I was born bold.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Sammy Edmund joins us. Going to be the busiest man in football. He's here for Tyre Power, keeping you safe on the roads, difficult times, and CMC Markets, award-winning platforms with over 30 years of trading experience. Speaking of trading, welcome, Sammy.
G'day, Gaz. Hello, Tim. And I know it's Fun Friday, but today, boys, it's Free Agent Friday. Great to be with you.
I'm reading the opening part of Daniel Cherney's article. Adelaide and St Kilda are sweating on what the AFL's secret free agency compensation formula. What is this secret free agency? Can you help us out?
Only Colonel Sanders knows that, Gary. I'm telling you, they get around the mahogany table there. It's a bit like the vibe. It's Marbo. It's out of the castle. And they decide whether it's right or not. And then, bang, Adelaide get what they're given.
What is happening today, then? Are we going to see some free agents move?
I think we will, Gary. I think the best way to look at this is we've got everything from standoff to safe passage here. I mean, first, the easy ones. They're the unrestricted free agents. So bear with me here. I mean, we've got Kyle Harding going to Hawthorn on a two-year deal, obviously plugging some holes there with injuries to Sicily and retirements they've had with Stratton and Frawley. Rory Atkins gets to the Gold Coast. That paperwork should be lodged today. That's 4 years with a trigger for five. Sean McKernan's a delisted free agent, in fact, I think headed for St Kilda. And Isaac Smith is probably the peach, isn't he, in the unrestricted free agent pool. He's available for free as well. 31, durable. I know he had that injury this year, but three flags. What's he doing? Is he staying on a two-year deal at Hawthorn? Is he going to Geelong on the same terms? Or is he going to Melbourne, who have offered three? And then you got Stephen Martin, unrestricted, in limbo at the Lions, and a few clubs really need a ruckman, the Dogs and Swans amongst them. And Marty Gleeson doesn't have a contract at Essendon and is available, of course. They're the easy ones at the moment, Gaz.
So is there a bit of movement on Isaac Smith? Geelong affirmed, is that right?
Yeah, they've always been in the market. I mean, I saw the report from Tom Morris say yesterday that Chris Scott had stepped up the chase, if you like, and they'd had some conversations. They've always been in the frame. Early doors, I wasn't so sure he wanted to go down there and play his football, and we all know about the Hawthorn-Geelong rivalry, and people might laugh at that, but I think that might be a small factor as well. But it's just a decision for Isaac that he has to weigh up, and he's been agonising over it.
Some of these deals are going to be more difficult than others to get done. So in terms of difficulty, can you rank these, the Saad, the Danaher, the Cameron, the Crouch? Which of those is going to be the easiest deal to get done?
So from the most complex or the difficult to the easiest, I reckon it goes like this. Jeremy Cameron the hardest, then Brad Crouch, and then I think Joe Danaher third, followed by Zach Williams and Aiden Corr. I mean, you wouldn't expect a lot of issue with Zach Williams going to Carlton and Aiden Corr going to North Melbourne from GWS. I think Jeremy Cameron to Geelong. I mean, the Giants have to match it, guys, and they will match it. And McCartney and Stephen Wells spoke last Friday, but there hasn't been a lot of conversations around this yet and what it looks like. They've only been brief. Both clubs know there's time, but GWS have confirmed, Tim, they want established players in this period. I mean, we know Bruce is coming in, but they're doing a lot of homework on Jesse Hogan. They're investigating that, and they've got a lukewarm interest in Tom McDonald as well, but pick 10 as the compo for Jeremy Cameron. It's just not going to be enough.
Every year there's like a colonic blocker in AFL trading. Is it the Cameron deal going to be the colonic blocker?
Colonic blocker? Colonic? What do you mean? Colonic, you mean?
The colonic blocker.
It paints a vivid picture the way you put that, Tim. Oh, I'm not sure. It could very well be. I mean, we know GWS are going to be amongst the busiest, aren't they, in terms of their goings, but also they hope their comings in as well. So, look, potentially, I'm not sure if it holds up that many deals, does it? I mean, there's no players essentially on the table from a Geelong perspective at the moment. We know they've got picks 11, 13 and 18, and GWS, if they don't heavy Geelong, they'll heavy other clubs in terms of trying to pry those players out. So maybe, I mean, maybe if once Jeremy Cameron goes and GWS know what they've got in the kit bag, then they know what they've got to fire.
I guess my point is that if they don't get Cameron, so that deal doesn't get done, they don't get Cameron, then they want a forward, so then maybe there is another forward that's on hold somewhere else. You know, maybe it's Brown, whatever it is. I mean, sometimes these things are sort of multifaceted.
Yeah, I mean, you never say never, but I think all parties say that's almost impossible that it doesn't happen. I mean, Jeremy Cameron's basically saying he'll sit out a year of football if he has to. He's certainly not going to go back to GWS. And I know that's the ambit claim we hear every year, but I mean, history says they get done eventually, especially when it concerns Geelong, who generally, they say in the industry, operate in pretty good faith. The deals get done pretty quickly down there. So I don't think it's going to happen where Jeremy Cameron doesn't get to Geelong. It's just a matter of how it looks.
So Joe Danaher, that would appear to be reasonably straightforward, wouldn't it?
I think so, but there's some conflicting reports here too, guys. And it was reported yesterday that Lions now, in fact, will offer him this deal at more than $700,000 a season. So on face value, Colonel Sanders aside, history says that's pick seven for the Bombers as compo, which they want and they've demanded. But then speaking to a few player agents yesterday afternoon, they were convinced that the Lions' offer was only sitting somewhere around the 600 mark, which wouldn't satisfy Essendon and wouldn't get them that top 10 pick that they desperately want. So, look, the guessing game goes on.
Tell me this then. Who's investigating the nudge, nudge, wink, wink deals and saying, okay, you want the first round free agency secret herbs and spices compo. If you could just bump that up to 700, then we'll help you out somewhere else. I mean, these have been rumoured to have happened for some time. There's talk around that for St Kilda and Adelaide, that Adelaide wants some help making sure they get the pick too. So could St Kilda bump up their offer to Crouch so that that happens? We'll take a couple of players off your hand, free up some salary cap space. Does that stuff happen?
Oh, absolutely. I think you'd be naive to think this doesn't happen, Gary. And the topic that you mentioned there, I think if it's going to happen anywhere this year, it concerns Brad Crouch to St Kilda, because there's so much at stake here for Adelaide. I mean, it's pick two or pick 20, which will probably be mid-20s by the time all the other compensation picks and academy picks roll out. So that's a massive difference in terms of the first band of compensation and the second band. Again, there's been conflicting reports here of what this offer would look like. I had it said to me as absolute fact, Gary, that the offer was $3.5 to $4 million over 5 years. So somewhere north of $700,000 a season. Now that does sound like a lot for Brad Crouch, but this person, if he doesn't know, then I'm absolutely staggered. So
right.
If it
that
is
would
that
ensure a pick two goes back to Adelaide.
It would again if history's any guide. Yes. If history's any guide and you talk about Brandon Ellis and the compensation for him and all the others and Tommy Rockliffe going back further than that. If it is that on paper, that would appear to be, Gary, a first round compensation pick, which in Adelaide's situation is two. But geez, when you see pick two for Brad Crouch, it doesn't wash with a lot of people. And that would give the Crows 1, 2, and 8 in the draft.
But this is the other thing that we should also... It is pick two, but it's the pick after that club's first round pick, really.
Correct.
It's not a number. So
correct.
I know Buddy, you know, the Buddy compensation, people screamed about that and how high it was. Well, it was still the same thing. It just so happened the club finished higher. So it's
correct.
Not, yeah, Melbourne got James Frawley, but that was the pick after their first round. So I know two is obviously, and our 830 man told us first that they were working hard on the deal to get this done. But it is not necessarily the number, it is your pick after your first round pick.
That's 100% correct. And sorry, Tim, I don't know what your 830 man thinks, Gary, but compensation is an absolute farce. It is a joke. And the sooner we get rid of it, the better for the competition.
Don't go mentioning your 830 man around Sammy, Gary. You know how it upsets him. You know, they're in competition, Sam and the 830 man. You know that better than anyone. I want a new award this year. I want the Plunger Award. I'm going to award the gold-plated plunger for the person that unblocks all the trades this year.
Hey, I think sounds like me and the 830 man are on the same page, Tim, so no issue there. But you're right, Gary. A lot of speculation about what St Kilda players could end up going the other way. I think Luke Dunstan in an ideal world would like to get back to South Australia, but at this stage nothing is forthcoming officially for him. And Jimmy Webster's contracted as well, as been mentioned, as a possible trade target, but there's no knowledge in terms of his management knowing anything there either.
And jumping Jack Higgins, not so much jumping, but Jack Higgins, it was suggested to us that this deal had been in the pipeline for some time with St Kilda. Any more news there?
I think so. I would said a couple of days ago, in fact, that I think the Saints are absolutely in the box seat there. I think that the Tigers would like to keep him, but Jack just wants opportunity. I think the Saints are definitely in the offing there, and I was told to stay on this one, boys, so I think this one will happen. I think he's due back from holidays in the next couple of days, so expect this one to pick up pace as we get close to the trade period.
All right, now we won't talk again until Monday. Any little sort of super surprise that's going to go off, do you think, in the next couple of days?
Well, geez, I hope so, Gary. I think we're all watching with massive interest on two big ones, aren't we? And that's Adam Treloar, which is very much a watch this space on, and Josh Dunkley as well. I think they're the two big watches at the moment. You know, one guy we haven't spoken about that'll be another fait accompli is Sean Higgins, of course, going down to Geelong. So Geelong going to get Higgins kicking the ball to Cameron with Tommy Hawkins playing out of the goal square. I mean, geez, it's still, every time I think of that, it just paints such a rosy picture if you're Barrack for the Cats.
It does indeed. Sammy, you're doing wonderful work. We'll hear you on our station throughout the day, and over the weekend you'll be very busy, and look forward to having a chat again on Monday.
Thanks, lads. Looking forward to it.
On you, Sammy.
Chief Sports Reporter Sam Edmund here for Deliver It, Made to Order and Worth. Every customer has their worth. Download the app. Yes, Whispers?
When we come back after 8, I want you to rate them. Your 8:30 man and Sam, who you've got at 1 and then who you have at 2.
No, I don't do that. That's what you do, and you upset a lot of people when you raided the media, so I've learnt my lesson from that. Let's take a break, and we'll be back after this.